Haynesboro Finance Committee discusses new ways to pay for infrastructure, and Hecla Mining Company tries to shut down a documentary critical of their work. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Daisha Eaton. Those stories and more up next. A gas tax, a bridge toll, a motor vehicle tax increase, and increasing property taxes were all discussed as ways to raise funds for infrastructure projects at the Haynesboro Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday. Haynes Assemblyman Tom Morfitt presented his revenue-generating ideas to the Finance Committee at Borough Assembly Chambers, but they were a hard sell. He said he was concerned about being able to provide maintenance for the newly built Klahani River Bridge, the $9 million structure connected the Haynes Highway to Chilkat Lake Road and Porcupine Road was completed last year. Construction was state and federally funded, but Morfitt said those funds are declining and the borough needs to change its approach to funding infrastructure. Brenda Josephson said some of his ideas would single out small groups of people.
Up at the bridge.
How do you charge those people who are to go home?
To use the bridge.
To go home.
If they want to walk across that bridge to get home, fine. If they're driving a car.
Then why are you discriminating against someone who uses the bridge to walk? They're using the bridge. They should be paying the same fee.
Josephson is referencing Morfitt's suggestion to institute a toll through a sticker that residents would need to pay for and put on their car in order to cross the bridge. His other options include a borough fuel tax or an increase on the motor vehicle tax. He also suggested increasing property taxes on those opposite the Klahani River Bridge. Despite the opposition he faced on the committee level, Morfitt says he's not planning to let these ideas fade away. Hecla Mining Company tried to put the kibosh on a Southeast Environmental Group's documentary by asserting copyright claims. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
We have the ability to lease monument lands to support mining activities as long as we are not causing irreparable harm to the monument and the monument values.
That's the voice of Mike Satry. He's head of community relations for the Greens Creek Mine and is featured in the 20-minute documentary Irreparable Harm. The film was produced by Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, a critic of Hecla's environmental practices in the metals mine on Admiralty Island. Meredith Trainer is the group's executive director.
To Hecla's credit, they made Mike Satry available and he did this interview, and we're glad that he did. I think it's important to have both sides of the issue represented in a film like this.
Following the short film's January premiere in Angoon, the group received a cease and desist letter from the Chicago law firm K&L Gates on behalf of Hecla.
You know, when we received the copyright letter at first, we thought, well, maybe this is some sort of like a baseline copyright thing that they have to do that's obligatory. But in a follow-up letter we got, it became very clear that the intent was to stop us from showing this film. And I think that's where we were like, well, no, because it accurately represents what's happened in this inlet and the way that it's affected the community of Angoon.
The February 28th letter notes that the film uses footage from one of Hecla's promotional videos posted to YouTube in 2016.
What it comes down to is I think it's something like 28 seconds of a film that Hecla produced that's focused on a day in the life of a miner. And the filmmakers that we worked with sampled from that, which is something that's covered by a fair use policy, if you will, in terms of documentary filmmaking.
Redistributing copyrighted material can carry stiff penalties, up to a $150,000 fine for each copyrighted work. But there are allowances in the law to use excerpts under the fair use doctrine. Educational, artistic, and journalistic works do it all the time.
This was a classic case of a documentary commenting on a mine and using some of a promotional video as part of that documentary.
Daniel Nazer is an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital rights group based in San Francisco. He wrote a letter to Hecla's attorney arguing that the practical consequence of its demand was to draw even more attention to the film and make the mining company appear unwilling to accept criticism. He closed by urging Hecla's attorney to drop the claim, which she did by email earlier this month. The company's attorney referred questions to Luke Russell, Hecla's vice president for external affairs in Idaho. He didn't want to go on tape, but said the footage had been used without credit or consent, and the company was simply protecting its copyrighted material. Daniel Nazer said EFF's pro bono legal assistance to SEAC has nothing to do with the mining debate itself.
We're really standing for a general principle that you can comment and create documentaries like this, and Hecla itself would have fair use rights if it wanted to criticize this documentary. That's the marketplace of ideas in America, and something that's guaranteed by the First Amendment.
The dispute hasn't affected distribution of the documentary. Irreparable Harm is currently touring with the Wild and Scenic Film Festival with three screenings in three states this month. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Despite a winter of low snowfall, race organizers say trail conditions for Skagway's 32nd annual Buckwheat Ski Classic are excellent. Log Cabin Ski Society Secretary Jeff Brady says they have had to make some adjustments to the course. Two of the cross-country ski trails that would normally be included in the race have been cut, but there will still be 50K, 25K, 10K, and 5K options. Brady says the main trails are in great shape for skiing. As of Thursday afternoon, 260 skiers were registered. Brady says he expects that to be closer to 300 on race day. The James Bond-themed race begins at 10 a.m. Saturday. Chilkat Valley teams are advancing in Juneau's gold medal basketball tournament. The Haynes women beat Cake Wednesday night. They'll play again Friday at 2 p.m. Klukwan and Haynes B teams face off against each other tonight at 7:30 p.m. Both teams are undefeated. The Klukwan C team has won both of its games. They play Angoon tonight at 9 p.m. The Klukwan Masters team lost to Huna in a close game Thursday. They play again tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. For KHNS News, I'm Daisha Eaton. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.